Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Moose, a confident and compulsive hopeless romantic who is born to entertain.
Like, that's how you get your jollies off? Oh, gross.
Breezy, a kind-hearted, semi-responsible 20-something who always wants to be the center of attention.
And nothing infuriates me more when restaurants leaves tails on a shrimp dish. Why are you doing that? Why are you doing that? No, I'll puke.
The number one hit music station, 98 PXY.
It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Welcome to the show, guys. It is Tuesday. I think I am officially under the impression, maybe not I, maybe we,
okay,
are under the impression that Super Bowl Squares really is a scam.
No, it's a scam. It's been a scam. I've been saying this since the womb.
I came to the conclusion yesterday, and I've been contributing to it every single year. It is, especially when you do it in the workplace.
I love how you came to the conclusion yesterday, but I've been saying this since Friday.
Well, give me a chance to explain. So it should have been an automatic red flag that the person collecting all the money for this shady gambling scheme ended up winning last year. Now this year, the same exact thing.
Right.
I'm like, hold on a second. He ends up winning again? I won't say names. So our engineer, Derek, collected all the funds to put into this office pool for Super Bowl Squares. And we get an email yesterday saying, congratulations to our one and only Derek, who won $250 for Super Bowl Squares. And then in parentheses, it says, don't worry, this is not a scam. Derek legitimately won.
This is not right.
Did he both years in a row?
Right.
3 years in a row? The guy collecting all the cash?
Every year.
I'm like, we didn't even get a receipt back.
No.
So now we need to get to the bottom of this. We're all being taken. Nobody's batting an eye. If you're not sure who Derek is, he's our radio station engineer, and he likes to write people up for no reason. Because if you missed the other week on the show, Derek called my cell phone. He tried reprimanding me for clogging up the toilet on the second floor bathroom.
So funny.
Which, by the way, there still isn't any proof that it's me.
They actually installed cameras in that bathroom, they told me.
They found baby wipes in my desk drawer. Are they mine? Yes. Did I use them? Yes. But still.
Did you flush them? Yes.
Yes. But there's still no evidence.
There's no evidence.
So he calls my cell phone. So I took it upon myself to play the voicemail for everyone that he left me. And then he gets pissed off that I played it live on the air.
Did he get pissed off?
Yeah. This is the same.
I didn't know that.
It's the same guy scamming all of us into thinking he's actually won in Super Bowl Squares.
Sure.
Here, I'll play it again. I'm going to play it again right here.
Oh, my God.
Take a listen to the voicemail he left me from the other week, and then you tell me if this is or isn't a guy trying to pull the wool over everyone's eyes here at Odyssey Rochester.
Oh, my God.
Hey, Moose. I'm sorry I didn't catch you before you left the building. This would have been a lot easier to talk about instead of leaving a phone message. So, as you know, we've had some issues with plumbing in the last few weeks, and this isn't me saying this. But I have been told to tell you that you need to stop using baby wipes and flushing them in the bathroom. I know we sort of had a conversation about this in the past, that the baby wipes say do not flush. But it's gotten to a point now where, like I said, people above me have told me to have the conversation with you and just remind you not to use them in the building.
So incredibly tough.
I don't want to have to go down a disciplinary route. I really hope it doesn't reach that. Well, I was just, you know, wondering if you could stop using the baby wipes.
Not I would the disciplinary it. Route.
If you want to talk about this anymore, just feel free to give me a call.
Hey, this
not
is
not Derek firing you.
Yeah, right. This is the same guy who doesn't have the authority to write anybody up or discipline anyone, okay? Unless I bomb the studio, right? Then
right.
that falls
sure.
under his, yeah, the umbrella.
His wheelhouse.
Correct. Now, this guy collecting all the money from everybody year after year keeps winning. And right. I'm like, where's the proof?
Yeah.
I didn't get a receipt. What are the squares? They're like, well, it's all automatic. It's just generated. What?
No, that's why I don't participate, because I don't trust it.
But you have guys like your dad who do it professionally.
I know.
And then they win like $2,000.
Not you calling my dad a bookie. Yeah, no, he really made out this year. And I don't trust it at all. I think the whole thing's rigged. I've always thought that.
I'm very upset. I'm very upset because I keep losing money. By the way, last week, somebody that we know that we're very close with, they were doing Super Bowl squares for charity. I was like, oh, yeah, all right. I'll give you, I gave him $100 for it because it's $100 a square. No receipt, no nothing. What's my square? Didn't get any response after the Super Bowl. I'm just giving away money. Why?
Yeah, no, that's on you, though. Because I warned you about this on Friday. And you're like, no, it's fine. Everything's fine.
Listen, yeah, perfect example.
And I was like, what?
Kevin's texting in. He goes, Moose is 100% right. The guy collecting all the funds at my work for buy-ins, it was $200 a square a buy-in. Where do you work? $200 a square? It seems like the person collecting all of the money for our Super Bowl squares, same guy ended up winning. Just like in your guys' situation.
Huh.
I feel like I'm missing something here. This cannot be the normal. Super Bowl squares is the biggest scam going.
Interesting.
I agree 100%.
That's wild. No?
Well, yeah. What are the odds that the person collecting the funds keep winning?
And then, the year before that, like, our big boss won. And it's like, why is only upper management winning?
Right.
It's like, not the rat race.
How much money? See, here's the thing they don't tell you. They take all this money. They put it into a pile.
Yeah.
But how much is up for stake? What's the?
I don't. It's unclear. I wasn't.
What's the payout?
I wasn't even allowed on the email chain this year because they know I hate it so much. They didn't even put me on.
I did notice that you weren't a part of the email chain.
I was like, oh, okay, that's fine, I guess. No worries. But don't worry, I got the update that Derek won. All of it. Oh, yeah. Not to mention, not only did Derek win every single quarter, but I guess there was like an end of the game pool that some random AE's son won.
Yes.
He's like 7?
Yeah.
I'm like, what? Not us bringing in random family members.
Right. So
now our chances are even worse.
Oh my God. Where is this email?
Here's the results. Oh, Jonathan's dog won the last round. It's like, what are we doing here?
They sent out an email with the breakdown. Obviously, Derek won. He won twice. He won in the second quarter and third quarter, so he got a $250 buyout. And then it says, end of game, overtime madness. Congrats to one of our account executives' son, who won $150. The kid's 7. How did he win? What?
Not us promoting youth gambling.
I know. I come off as so bitter about this, but I finally started putting the pieces together, and I got upset. I'm like, I'm not going to take this anymore.
I know.
I'm going to get to the bottom of it.
I haven't been taking it. How much did you put towards this? 300?
Oh, my God.
Now you just handing all these individuals money, essentially.
That's what it kind of comes down to.
Yeah.
Just dishing out
really
money.
Bad.
I spent $40 on DoorDash last night. Didn't even get the meal delivered. Don't know where it is. That's $40 out the window.
You're so bad with money.
No, I'm not. It's just I keep getting.
Like, and then I went and got juice, and it was another $30 for a shot.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh my God.
Breezy gets very upset because
you spend so much money on like just random foods. Like, either the service fees or the plastic behind it, it's, like, too much.
The only time I was disappointed with myself was last week when I had a beautiful dinner, and then I ordered 6 cookies from Insomnia for delivery, because and that turned out to be like $35. Like, those are the most expensive cookies
Anyways,
ever.
I got a Dunkin' gift card for sale if you want to buy it, take that off my hands.
Yes, I absolutely will. Yeah. Oh, Derek's walking in. We'll be right back, guys.
Got something to say? Call or text Moose and Breezy now. 585-252-9800.
The number one hit music station, 98 PXY.
It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Monroe Community College announced it's making long guns available to peace officers on campus, just in case of a violent critical emergency. Yes, it makes sense. We've seen a lot of that happening in the last couple of years on campuses with gun violence and bomb threats going on in high schools. But some students held a protest yesterday saying the addition of long guns is intimidating and it's very misguided. So most of these officers at MCC, majority of them, they already carry pistols. They've been doing so since 2009. And then MCC Chief of Public Safety said the long guns have been discussed for years, but the conversation came back up last year. So discussions were had with students, faculty, staff, board members, even Monroe County Executive Adam Bellow. The decision was supported by student government. Then it was passed by board members and signed off by the president in January. The guns will be out of sight and stored away in a case in case of an emergency. So these officers are not walking the hallways with these guns.
Mm-hmm.
That's the thing. So
I don't know. I'm not really sure how they're intimidating to any students on their day-to-day walk to campus. And also, we're getting a bunch of texts right now from people weighing in saying that it's not safe on campus at MCC. Saying anyone can just walk in and there should be protection. So
I went to go last Friday. I went to MCC during my years. I got my degree there. And my grandmother, you know, she is in the area. I went to go see her. And so I drove through MCC because I wanted to go back and see the theater where I, you know, learned to do theater and all that stuff. I didn't go in, but I thought about it. But I was wondering what the access is like to get in and out of that school. It seems like it's pretty easy where mm-hmm. anybody can just come in from off the streets. I mean, there's a lot of entrances in MCC. How do you guard all of them to ask questions of who's coming in and out? You really can't. You can't. So discussions were had with students, faculty, staff, board members, and students are against the policy because they say it's not worth the money. But if the guns are only for critical incidents, some students have a difficult relationship with police, they say, and this change only makes that worse.
Mm-hmm.
Students at the protest said their voices weren't at the table in the discussion process, and I understand why they would be upset by that. This person says, I have not heard anything about threats or danger on campus.
Not yet.
We're a public college where a Correct. Lot of people come straight from high school, and I think long guns are way too intimidating.
But they're not intimidating you because they're not walking around with them. That's the thing. Like, they're using them in case of an emergency if something were to happen.
And that's the discussion.
Like I said, Amanda's text said, people protesting this are ignorant. I went to MCC and it's not safe. Literally anyone can just walk in on that campus. And honestly, I hope us talking about it doesn't give anyone any ideas, because that's like, you know, going out and saying like, oh, anyone could just walk in. Like,
no, yeah,
that's
of course. We don't know that though. I haven't been there in years. I don't know.
Well,
what
Amanda goes there, so she knows. She knows that it's not really that secure. And you sitting there saying you were just there on Friday thinking about walking in, I'm sure you could.
I just want to see if my old professor was there. But this is just another tool in an emergency. You know, once the guns arrives, everybody has to go a week-long training for it. The 30 community colleges in New York State, you got 15 of these colleges that already authorize rifles on campus. I don't know if those ones are locked up or not. I have no idea. Finger Lakes Community College is in the process of purchasing 2 patrol rifles and related equipment for a cost of no more than $6,500. And the purpose is to improve the ability to provide a rapid an effective initial response to a threat.
Right.
If it were to happen.
Which is just like the long and short of it.
Yeah.
Which really no sense in going round and round about it. Yeah, more to come on that. But there's some not so great news up in Greece. Ugh, hate this. Greece police are looking for two women who said that they dined and dashed before hitting a restaurant employee with their vehicle. Two women allegedly left the restaurant Saturday after refusing to pay their bill before the employee followed them out to their car, and then they struck said employee, injuring them and fleeing the scene. They did not mention the restaurant in which this took place.
It's okay. I found it. I did some detective work.
We don't know that for sure. So
I did. I know where it's at.
It's not on the record. So the women are wanted right now for assault and theft of service. Anyone who recognizes them and can go to 13wham.com right now is asked to call the tip line at 581-4016.
And they knew exactly what they were doing. They went in for a free meal. And the meal that they had with where they were at, not cheap. Mm-mm. So they ate up all the food and drank all the drinks, and then they walked out. And then, of course, somebody comes to follow them that works at the restaurant, and they decide, hey, on the way out, we're also going to hit you with our car.
Right.
Got
right.
it.
Makes sense.
Cool. All right, guys, coming up on the show, Michelle wrote to us for Parental Confidential, stating that her son recently hurt himself. And his natural reaction was to curse. He stubbed his toe. And Michelle's husband's natural reaction was to wash their son's mouth out with soap. And I think that is so bizarre, considering the fact that their son is 18 years old.
Correct.
We're going to get to Michelle's message, who's incredibly angry, coming up for Parental Confidential next on PXY.
98PXY is free and always. Just when you think you've got life figured out. You're a parent now. Moose and Breezy hear your dilemmas. Completely anonymous. And 100% supportive for another episode of PXY Mornings. Parental Confidential.
Anyone listening still wash their kid's mouth out with soap? If so, what kind and for how long? I got to tell you, Breezy, I found this message to be really bizarre considering the fact that Michelle's son is 18.
Mm-hmm.
He used a curse word that wasn't allowed in their home. And Michelle's husband, well, let's just say he handled the situation by washing their son's mouth out with dish soap.
Oh, dear.
So Michelle writes us and says, I'll start out by saying I'm super embarrassed with airing my dirty laundry on the air. But at this point, I kind of had enough.
Okay.
My friends and family all know about the turmoil within my household. But anyways, thank you guys for reading this and trying to seek me some help. Our son is 18 years old, mind you. He's old enough to curse, have sex, enlist in the military by himself, etc. The way my husband acted the other week is completely out of line.
Okay.
And I'm furious with him for it. I took our son and temporarily moved him into his grandparents' house in Victor until his father and I have figured this out. What happened was my son stubbed his toe hard against the side of our couch. Understandably, he screamed some bad language out loud. And my husband being raised in a traditional house, became infuriated with him. Infuriated with him. It's just one word I can't really say. There I am watching my son get dragged to the kitchen and get dish soap squirted into his mouth. I intervened and immediately told our son to spit the soap out and swish some water around in his mouth. My husband refuted with me and demanded our son to keep the soap in his mouth, but I was not having it. I took him over to his grandparents' house. My son now has zero interest in coming home. My husband can have very erratic behavior at times, and I'm always on edge. Even my son sometimes is shaky around him. My family is telling me I'm being a helicopter mom. Am I out of line for taking him to his grandparents? I'm really looking for some advice on how I can make my son feel comfortable and safe again. Thank you.
Oh, wow.
That's just a lot going on.
It's a lot.
Indeed. I mean,
washing your kid's mouth out with soap at 18 is crazy. That's insane.
Yeah, I'm skimming back through this message, and there's some things that just stand out more than others. The father, he has erratic behavior. So
clearly.
the son is shaky around him. It sounds like Michelle is kind of always walking on eggshells. I mean, I think we can all probably agree this probably just isn't about the soap.
No, he's definitely taking this out on him for some other reason.
Yeah.
In the sense of like, he's frustrated with him. Because honestly, you don't treat an adult that way. Like, you don't put your hands on another adult. That's crazy. I've never believed in violence, ever. I think it's absolutely the most barbaric. Like, people who, like, fight or push, like, I think it's the most barbaric thing ever. But, so I don't agree with this
at
all.
Should Michelle leave her kid at the grandparents' house? I mean, what's the conversation here?
I don't even know if it's really up to Michelle. I mean, he sounds like he doesn't want to come home.
Her son, yeah. I mean, he's 18. He can kind of, at this point, legally do what he wants.
Right. Correct.
585-252-9800. Anyone think Michelle is being a helicopter mom? I don't know. I don't think that's the case. Ashley goes, I agree. This clearly isn't about the soap. This woman sounds like she's finding any excuse to leave her husband and is looking for validation. If that's the case, then you need to just do it. Yeah, I mean, if the whole house is
why are we jumping to conclusions about her leaving her husband? That's crazy also. Why are we jumping to conclusions about that? Like,
I think that's completely relevant.
Why?
Well, it sounds like we don't know, but like I said, I think there's got to be more to this.
This isn't about their marriage. It's about how he treats the child. Like, I don't know what that has to do with them splitting up.
I think it's about their marriage too. She's walking on eggshells around her husband all the time. What? Come on.
He has personal issues that he needs to deal with. He needs to deal with his own demons. Clearly, he has rage issues. If he's going up to his 18-year-old son and shoving his head in a sink,
right? But
crazy.
Let's say, because we don't know this, but let's say that's been going on for 10 years. That's not enough reason to possibly leave.
I guess that's something. This is way beyond my pay grade. I mean, I can't really manage, you know, their marriage, but
nobody's asking you to.
That's something that they need to discuss, or he needs to deal with on his own.
Yeah, the guy clearly.
I'm talking about the task at hand about the soap. I don't think that that's appropriate.
Yeah,
and I think the kid can take as much time as he needs. I don't believe in, you know, not speaking to your parent ever again. I think that that's something that they need to talk to, just the two of them. Maybe the mom doesn't even need to be involved.
Who's washing their kid's mouth out with soap at 18?
I'm going to say in general, but...
No, this is just crazy. Kyle says, the son being shaky around his dad prior to this incident pretty strongly indicates a whole lifetime of abuse behavior from his dad. Possibly. Like, again, we don't know that.
I can't jump to conclusions and say that.
Lauren says, if an 18-year-old took that without swinging, he must be terrified of your husband. Because there's no way my son would let that happen.
Like, this is where I get a little like, I'm not going to go there. Like, I'm not going to assume that someone's abusing their child. I'm not going to assume that at all. Because that's an allegation that is very detrimental to somebody's life. So I'm not going to go there. He could have just been having a really off day. I don't know.
Yeah.
But I think that it comes down to, if the kid's 18 and he needs to be an adult, he needs to act like an adult and talk to his dad and say, hey, you can't do that. And if you continue to do that, I won't be in your life. Period. Point blank.
Yeah. I mean, listen, that would be the way to handle it with some 18-year-olds. We don't know who this kid is or what his circumstances are, or if he shies away. Who knows? Who knows what his relationship has been like with his dad for the last 18 years?
Right.
Might be a really weak kid. I don't know. This person says, my mother made me wash my soap. My mother washed my mouth out with soap at 13, and I never understood why. It's just not good for kids. It just comes off as really abusive. I'm all about discipline, but it sounds like this Michelle woman made the right choice bringing her son to the grandparents' house for the time being.
Mm-hmm.
Travis says, oh, come on. This woman is looking for excuses to defend why she is a helicopter mom. Yes, I do think she is. I do think having soap in your mouth is not the way to discipline, but it's not going to kill the kid either. If the soap tasted bad, then try using a different soap.
What?
Okay, thank you, Travis.
So not relevant. Thank you, though.
Did you ever get your soap in your mouth as a kid?
I don't think so.
I did like twice.
I can't remember.
I did like twice.
I'm also
I was
not out here swearing like a trucker, so.
Really? I don't know why I find that so hard to believe. That's
no, I never did that.
Yeah, I mean, dish soap is way different than using a bar of soap. Like, you just put Dawn in somebody's mouth. Oh, that's got to taste horrific. Andy says, I've had a bar of soap put in my mouth, but I was like 5. Being 18 and having that done is just ridiculous. Leave this kid at his grandparents' house. Yeah, so it seems like a lot of these texts are all very similar. How you want to handle this, Michelle, is definitely start by having a serious conversation with your husband. And she said they're looking to figure this out, and they're going to leave the kid at the grandparents for the time being. I guess that's where he should stay then. I don't know. This is we don't know the whole story here, so this is all very surface level in a sense.
That's Breezy, you clearly had better parents than some of us. Not assuming there's more is turning a blind eye. I'm not going to dive into someone's like traumatic triggering history live on the radio. That's psychotic. I'm not doing that. So, sorry.
Yeah, I'm just looking at key words here in this message, like the son being shaky around his dad, the mom walking on eggshells. So obviously, like we were saying, it's clearly not about the soap. There's other things that have been going on here, but I don't really know how to help with this except for the messages coming in. There's like, hey, leave the kid at the grandparents, and then you got to have a conversation, Michelle, with your husband on how you want to handle it.
Correct.
Because this is it's kind of heavy.
Very much so.
You know,
but people are triggered.
You have plenty of resources if something was going on that nobody else knew anything about that was more serious, then you have people you should definitely reach out to.
Correct.
100%. All right, guys, we got to take a quick break. Thank you for everyone weighing in this morning. We always appreciate that when we do parental. We'll do another one coming up tomorrow morning on PXY.
Hey, it's me, Julia, your at work bestie on 98PXY. Each weekday, just after 2:30, I share my life hack of the day. I promise it'll make your life a little easier. The Julia Show on the number one hit music station, 98PXY.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts. parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.